Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Recently, I've gotten a lot of questions about the best way to set professional goals. The answer I gave may surprise you. Welcome to eLaborate Topics Podcast. eLaborate Topics Podcast is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-hosts, Taiwana Wilson, Stephanie Whitehead, and other guests bring you topics and tools to help you to excel both inside and outside the lab. And today I'll be your host. I'm Lona Small, your laboratory coach and consultant, and I'm so excited about today's episode. I found myself getting a lot of questions around career goals. And as leaders who are in high-level careers, you may be bombarded with everyone's priorities and agendas. So we want to do well and find ourselves being pulled in so many directions. So how do we set goals that will allow us to have the impact that we want? And as mid-level career professionals, how do we determine the next-level careers that's right for us? Those are some questions that I'll try to answer today in our episode. When I was between 5 years old and 8 years old, I wanted to be a nurse. And when I got older, I started listening to what most people in my culture consider to be an important career. And then I wanted to be a doctor. And then I didn't get the straight A grades that were required to get into that one medical school we had that served all the Caribbean. And that was devastating to me. I felt lost for a good while. I started looking at other ways to figure out how do I really get into medical school. And now looking back, I realized that I was not very committed to that goal. I basically just wanted to go to medical school because of the expectations. And so my desires were really based on external influence and not that deep passion for the career. And I'm going to tell you a story that I've heard. There are different versions of it. So there was this businessman who went to visit a small fishing village. He saw a group of friends playing guitar and eating fish. So he walked up and he said to them, one person answered, he said, "How was your day?" And this person who answered said, "Well, I did some fishing. I went home for a while with my family. And now here I am enjoying some of the fish and having a great time with my friends." And then the businessman asks, "So how long did it take for you to catch those fish?" And the fisherman replied, "Just a few hours." And the businessman then asks, "Why don't you stay out longer and catch more fish?" And the fisherman replied, "I have enough to enjoy with my family, and I have some leftover to share with my friends." Then the businessman said, "But if you stayed out longer and caught more fish, you could make more money." And the fisherman said, "And then?" The businessman said, "And then you could eventually buy a bigger boat." And the fisherman said, "And then?" And the businessman said, "With a bigger boat, you could catch even more fish, make even more money." And the fisherman said, "And then?" And he said, "Eventually you could even build a fish processing plant and become a millionaire." And the fisherman said, "And then?" And the businessman replied, "You could then retire to a small fishing village and spend your days fishing and then enjoy time with friends and family and find peace and quiet." And the fisherman smiled and replied, "But that's exactly what I'm doing right now." And so that story reminded me that buying that bigger boat, building that fish processing plant, and becoming a millionaire are basically means to an end. Just as how going to medical school was means to an end. So the end goal for the fisherman was to spend a few hours of his days fishing and join friends and family and peace and quiet. That was his end goal. And for me, wanting to go to medical school, I really had not thought about my end goal. And many students going to medical school have not thought about their end goal. So the end goal could be things like satisfaction that you get as a doctor when someone is healed. So I'm just going to ask you, is your end goal having a lot of flexible time to enjoy family and friends and the flexible travel and be able to connect with others in a fun way? We have means goals and we have end goals. But knowing your end goal gives you more options with regards to deciding on your means goal. So there are different routes you can take to get to your end goal. But without achieving your end goal, you can be miserable, you can be stressed, you can be burnt out, and even get sick. So if you are in a mean goal that is not achieving those end goals, those are some of the things that could really happen. So for me, instead of coaching my clients to focus on means goals, such as I want to get promoted to be a lab director, I help them set end goals. So how can a lab director set goals to sit on the beach, play your guitar after fishing, and translate that into career success as a leader? Or how could a mid-level leader find their next level career role? And what I do as a coach is first help them to identify their core values, their core selves, and then become clear about their core vision. So after they understand and they're really clear about their core self and core values, they do this exercise I call the vivid vision exercise. And I'm sure if you look that up, you could find out that process. And I did do an episode on setting clear vision, and I'll put the episode number in the notes. So, and there's also a book on that same subject. So during this vivid vision, during that visualization, what they do, they visualize the experience that they would like to have in their lives with family, with friends, and with their team. So if they're going to think about more career goal, it's visualizing any experience. So experience could be personal or professional. Some people may visualize themselves like leading global projects or rock climbing, or have time to spend in the evenings with family, or leading a big team. But basically, what is it that you would want to experience in your life? What's your ultimate end goal for yourself? And that's what I lead them through in a vivid vision. What are the experiences I'd like to have? No limit to these experiences No limit to these visualizations. Then, after visualization, the next activity is answering, who would I need to become in order to live out these experiences? So this could be the things, they could be behavior or information I would need to learn in order to be that person. So after visualization, who would I need to become in order to live out these experiences? And then the third question is, who or how can I serve? So if you notice, these are basically three questions that they're asking. What experiences would I want to live out or to have? Who would I need to become? And who or how can I serve? And this is very similar to what we call the three most important questions that was made popular by Vijay Lakhiani from the Mind Valley. So he looked at what experiences do I want to have? What growth do I need to have in order to have those experiences? And what contribution do I want to make to the world? And very similar. So if, say, for instance, you're a next level client, you're looking for this next level career. With those clients, what I do, many people come to me because they want to make an impact and they want to move into roles that align with their strengths. So I'd go through the process after they work on their core role and their core values and their core self, and they'll visualize experiences that they would like to have in relation to their careers. So in this case, we're just focusing on career. However, they still look at other experiences, and then they create goals around these experiences that they would want to have. And then I have them set daily intentions around these goals. So one example, a recent client that I worked with, some of the goals that came out of her visualization around career was, this was just a small little piece that I'm using here, an environment where she could lead and share knowledge, and a culture for learning and development. She'd want to be working in an environment where there's a culture for learning and development, and she wanted a team-based work where she could connect and exchange with other members of the team. And these that I'm using right now are just career examples. There were other examples. So she had the goals around these. So basically, in order to act out these goals, there were different things that we had set up for her. Things like researching the company, informational interviews, finding out during their formal interviews. But that did not just stop there. It moved from just visualization to goal setting and then setting intentions. So she used those same goals and she used them to set daily intentions. So say that first goal that says an environment where I could lead and share knowledge. One of the intention was, wouldn't it be great if today at work I led and share my knowledge in a safe and receptive environment? So basically, she was living out that future goal that she wanted in that new career. She was living it out in her current job. And then the next goal of a culture of learning and development, her intention for the day that she set was, wouldn't it be great if today at work, the team and myself have at least one opportunity to learn and share. And then another intention she set from her goal that said team-based work where she could connect and exchange with other members of the team. She set an intention by saying at the beginning of the day, Wouldn't it be great if today at work our team have at least one opportunity to connect and exchange ideas? So she didn't only just visualize the experience that she wanted to have. She created the goal based on those experiences that she wanted to have. And then she moved as far as putting those into daily intentions and try to live that out in her current role. So another example, I had a group of lab leaders who wanted to participate. Actually, they participated in a challenge to set goals for the year. And the challenge was really a lot of things that led up to before they got to visualization. It included just removing some of the things that they didn't want to work with so that they could filter down to the things that would make the impact in their work. Now they are already in their workplace, so now they're not visualizing a new workplace. So now they have to set goal and remove the clutter, all the things that they're being bombarded with on a daily basis, and create that visualization for where they want to move forward. So there were several steps that they had to do before visualization, like first being aware of their situation, accepting where they are, and then deciding to make a commitment to what they want to change, and then visualize that for themselves. So they visualize the experience they wanted for themselves, for the experience they wanted for their team that they lead, and even the work structure that they want to have. So they're already in leadership and they visualize all of that. Then they set their goal based on those visualization activities. Then they made that commitment using that current as if it's happening right now. So based on their goal, they say, I am already doing. So everything become current and they meet that, and then they design action steps. So it's not just, okay, I want this experience for myself, but you set goals and then you move them into action steps and milestone to support these goals. So that was another example of group leaders that were setting goals for the year. So who wouldn't want to set career goals based on experiences that excite them most? So the experiences that you look forward to have every day. So think of a day that you get up every morning and you look forward to a job that you're excited about because you're having that ultimate experience you want for yourself. And that's what setting end goals is really all about. And I know some people would say, so what if my job pays a lot of money? Then I can use it. So I'm using all that money I'm making to satisfy my end goal of maybe traveling and having good times with my friends. And I would say it's great to have a job that will financially support the lifestyle that you love. But is going to work negatively affecting your well-being, your mental health, and your physical health? That's a question to ask. And that's why end goal is important. Mean goal can be adjusted to suit your end goal. And when you're setting goals, your goal should not be your means goal. So your goal should not be, I want to be a lab director, I want to be a doctor, unless those means goals are going to satisfy your end goal. So that's why you need to know who you are, your core self. That's why you need to know your core values. And then you create that vision of the experiences that you want to have for that holistic, like we talked about, maybe holistic experience. And I know that you deserve it. So, you know, usually at the end of the podcast, I always try to bring you something so that you can actually act on it. I want you to take the theory and bring it to life. So it's always actionable tools. So usually, what's the first thing that you could do? That's usually what you hear at the end of my podcast. So the first thing that I will tell you to do is to get into a quiet place and start visualizing the lifestyle and the experiences that you'd love to have, not only in your career, but in your life. So that would be my first step to setting those career goals that would be exciting for you and you'd be excited to keep. And so you can also reach out to me at lonasmall@lonasmall.com if you want to find out how I can help you in reaching these career goals. So you want to have career goals that you're excited to keep. So it was a pleasure sharing with you on this episode of Elaborate Topics Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. You can listen to this and other episode on directimpactbroadcasting.com or on any of your favorite podcast platform or on Labvine. So you can register for Labvine on labvinelearning.com for free, and you can get access to our podcast on VineStream and access many other lab resources. You can also join Elaborate Topics Podcast Facebook and LinkedIn group. You can email us at elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com with any questions or suggestions for topics you would love to listen to. And you can submit a request to be a guest on the show by logging into directimpactbroadcasting.com and send me a message on LinkedIn at Lona Gordon Small if you want to learn more about how you can move to your next level in your career and make the impact that you deserve. So until we talk again, then have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.